Well, let's find out what your knowledge of galaxies is like, Phil, because Connor in Tillingham wants to ask you something. Hello, Connor. Tell us your question for Phil.
Yes, what would happen if another galaxy collided with our own? Would the spaces between the stars give us any chance of survival?
Well, actually, yes. The density of stars in a galaxy is pretty minimal. If two galaxies collide, the probability is actually that not one single star would collide along with it. But what would happen is there's a lot of gas in galaxies, and this gas would collide. As it collides, it gets compressed, and actually that would, in itself, form a whole new generation of stars, and the actual gravity of each star would start spinning everything out of control. What you end up with, really, often, is a great big mess. But actually, us personally, sat on the Earth, we'd probably survive, to be perfectly honest. Now, it's funny you might mention that, because actually we do know there is one galaxy that is going to collide with our own, and that's the Andromeda Galaxy. And we actually think that in about 3 billion years, that's going to collide with the solar system, with our galaxy, with the Milky Way.
So even before our sun's died, which is about 5 billion years away.
So there might even be people on the Earth, not maybe humans, but something similar, actually be able to observe what happens when two galaxies collide, right in situ, right there from the situation.
There's also something else quite intriguing to add to that, Phil, which is the piece of research that was published last year where scientists were watching Andromeda and one of its little kind of dwarf galaxies sitting next to it. And what it was actually a researcher called David Block from the University of Witwatersrand in South Africa. What he saw was this ripple effect in Andromeda, and these ripples are spreading out. And if you wind back the clock on where they've got to so far, it will put their origin at about 200 odd million years ago, when a dinosaur was trotting around on Earth. And the model they've come up with is that the Andromeda Galaxy must have already collided with one of its companion galaxies, and we're seeing that. So it looks like galaxies can survive a collision.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you do get this sort of ripple effect, and I suppose it's anybody's guess what the results of that would be.
Absolutely, and there's a galaxy called the Antenna Galaxy, and that's, again, it's the combination of two galaxies that have merged, and basically these two antennae, they look like, have been stars that have been thrown out of the whole process, and they look like two antennae. It's fantastic sort of science to be able to look at that kind of stuff.
It's a good question, Connor. Would you
like to ask a part of the question to do with that?
Yes.
If all the galaxies are sort of moving in the same direction, roughly the same speed, wouldn't one have to be moving faster than the other to collide?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're not actually all moving in the same direction. On average, they're all moving away from each other. But actually, within close by galaxies, some of them are moving together, they're all orbiting around different galaxies, and you have what you find as big clusters of galaxies called superclusters, and they're all orbiting each other, so actually it's one big sort of cosmic mess, basically, and everything's sort of going all over the place, and these things do happen, they happen quite frequently, galaxies do collide.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Quick go at the quiz, Connor.
Yes, please.
Okie dokie. Global carbon dioxide levels have risen by about 10% since the time of the Industrial Revolution. Do you think that's science fact or science fiction?
Fiction.
Absolutely correct. Atmospheric carbon dioxide levels have gone up about 30%, actually, in the last 300 years.
Which is a pretty big jump, isn't it?
Mm.
Lignite's a type of coal, Connor. Is that fact or fiction?
Fact.
Absolutely. It's actually a form of quite low-grade, crumbly brown coal. Mainly used in power stations, actually.
All right.
Connor, thanks for your call. It was a great question.
OK. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.